Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, Tuesday edition of the program. My name is Scott Hennon. Time the radio god Mitchell is here from the studios of the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. K-Fly, holding down the control fort. It's a fortress. AM 1100, the flying. 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch to the Red River Valley for our listeners on KLTC on the Western Edge in Dickinson. KTGO. Boom into the Mockin. Glad to have you along on the program today. Next hour, we're going to talk with Grover Norquist, break down some more of the tax hikes that old Joe Manchin is helping to ram through. It's not done yet. They got a lot of procedural stuff left. And Kristen Sinema is our new friend from Arizona. She has not been part of any of these negotiations. It's such a puzzle right now because there's a lot of Democrats, senators that have COVID. So if they have one senator down, unable to attend, you can't vote remotely in the Senate.
Why not? You can vote remotely anywhere else, apparently, and drop,
They've kept that one bit of decorum in the Senate. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi's thrown all the rules, all the decorum, right out the window. That's gone. So anyway, we'll get an update on that. Speaking of Nancy Pelosi, do we know for a fact she's in Taiwan right now? Or headed to Taiwan, definitely planning to go there, but I don't know if she's there right now. Jack Posobiec just tweeted out that Taiwanese and Japanese media are reporting 8 F-15 fighters and 5 tanker aircraft took off from Okinawa, which is 385 nautical miles from Taiwan. So that would be some cavalry coming there. You know what I'm saying? Keep an eye on things because there's a fair amount of saber rattling going on by the Chinese. I'm glad that Nancy Pelosi has not backed down from this. I'm no Nancy Pelosi fan at all, obviously. But she is the Speaker of the House. And I do believe that when the Speaker of the House says, I'm going to visit Taiwan, we should not be deterred by threats from the Chinese, who are trying to bully us right now, saying, well, if you do that, we might just shoot your plane out of the sky.
No, that's the thing. Everybody's focusing on the woman rather than the office. You got to focus on the office. I mean, and to threaten the office like that, it's like, well, you know, come on. Do they really want to do that?
What do you make of the fact that the military advised she not go?
Do we care? Well, it depends on who in the military. Who said that? A Millie and that ilk? I don't know.
The Wokesters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Biden is how we know the military didn't want her to go.
Yeah, okay.
Because he was dribbling out a word salad the other day. And therefore,
I don't want her to go just on a bigger picture. Why her? Why not a delegation? Where's Maya Flores, the South Texas representative from the House of Representatives? Why isn't there, you know, a delegation with her, both sides of the aisle, a good representation of our country? You know, somebody from Kansas, maybe, or I don't know.
Here's the deal.
Why did she go?
We are going to stand up for Taiwan all day, every day. So the idea that a Speaker of the House would go there, to me, is perfectly acceptable. And the idea that the Chinese now want to use this as though we've escalated things, sorry, hard stop on all of that. By the way, does anybody take this threat from the Chinese, which they're putting out all kinds of military propaganda, putting out military video of all their exercises they're doing and marching to rock music and say, hey, you know, if she comes over, we might shoot down the plane and you're going to consider this an escalation and everything else. Give me a break. Just this alone should give us pause about new investment by the Chinese in the United States. Should it not? I don't know.
Yeah?
I think we know enough to say, all right, enough of you guys already. And the idea that you're going to invest with a majority CCP member in a corn processing plant in Grand Forks, North Dakota, with an arm's length of the Grand Forks Air Force Base that has a new reconnaissance, surveillance, intelligence mission, hard stop on all of that.
Do you guys think the CCP thinks of the American population as they do of their own, ill-informed, not informed, shut out?
Bunch of dopes.
You know, the The 100-year war, they're fighting there. What are they, 70? I mean, until they go back to the Cold War, post-Cold War. You know, they're 70 years into this now, and we're kind of on to you. We're kind of on to what you're trying to do. We're kind of, And with that, they continue to march on and think that no one's watching.
They have, really, when you think about it, unraveled a brilliant strategy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Intertwining the economies, of making a lot of cheap crap that we buy.
That's a long game.
Can we get purposeful in this country about saying, no, we're going to decouple ourselves from that supply chain? Is that possible? Can we do that?
We are the largest, we are responsible for just over 17% of all of China's exports. Let's cut that way down.
And what are those exports? Break down that 17%.
Cheap clothes, cheap shoes.
I think it's also prescriptions.
Yeah, a lot of everything.
I think it's medical equipment.
I think it's everything.
Here's a texter said, Scott, people can say all they want that we're going to stop buying their cheap products, but the truth is in 48 hours they could have this country in a tailspin. All they have to do is shut down the medical equipment world and medication they make for the USA. I get it, but that's why you start now and say, where could they shut us down? Another listener says, I don't believe our enemy, China, should be able to own a business or an acre of land in our country, and our politicians need to do something about this. I agree. And for those that say, well, they're already here, they already own this and that, and, you know, the train's left the station. No, I'm talking about new investment, knowing what we know now.
My point exactly. We're a ways down the tracks on this whole thing.
When a country is saying, hey, we might shoot the Speaker of the House out of the sky.
I know, right?
If she visits some other country that we don't like you being a defender of, in this case Taiwan, hard stop on new investment. Time for a new game plan, folks. Another listener. Nuts to China. This is another reason we need Trump while questioning Chinese investments in the USA. Texter says, Biden claimed the military didn't want Nancy Pelosi to go to Taiwan because in his feeble mind, he thinks it will make her look like a strong and brave person to the sheeple if she goes there against the military's recommendation. Maybe there's that.
Well, and you contrast this with what Trump did.
He's being shown up.
You know, Trump did it with their wallet. I mean, with sanctions, with, you know, all of that. This is just show. And they did, you know, they reacted how they reacted. And you think just because of, first of all, she's going to visit there. What's going to come of the meeting? Are there massive trade deals and that are going to be canceled? What would be the motive for them to shoot her down other than, I can't find one? I mean, I literally can't find one.
I mean, they were trying very hard to get
her not to go.
Not to go.
Right.
So their goal was to get her not to go.
But the Chinese, they're not sure.
I think if she goes, then they can use this as a provocation thing. They're going to say, you escalated this.
By going on a diplomatic trip to an island that's off your...
Yep.
No, nothing came of it. We visited. We said hi. We shook hands. We had some coffee, and I left.
But she's escorted by military aircraft, so they're going to...
Well,
I mean, I don't buy it, but that's their argument.
Yeah, I'm not buying any of it.
Texter says Pelosi's going to Taiwan to get the inside scoop on these chips to financially benefit herself. Probably.
Probably, yeah. That'd be the motivation.
Another says China threatening Pelosi's plane. I wonder if General Mark Milley will tip off the Chinese like he said he would do against Trump.
Right.
No kidding. Isn't this amazing? Yes. We have to think this about our military?
Yeah.
Just staggering. Absolutely staggering. Anyway, love your take on this. Call us. You ready? 701-258-0550. You can text us, too, but we love it when you call us. Whole hour of open phone time, and I want farmers' attention. Farmers and ranchers, I need your attention for this next segment because I want your take on a very, very dire situation for agriculture in America. Okay? That when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sometimes you're in, sometimes you're out. Sometimes a girl gotta put her foot down. Stop dragging your boots up onto my porch, kicking butt off your
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com right now. There is a whole host of savings. One of those deals where you got to go there almost every day. Click on the radio listener specials so you can browse around and find all the great deals. By the way, when you type in MyPillow in the search engine, Amazon comes up. I think Jeff Bezos is a little worried about all the pillows and comforters and sheets and towels and things that Mike Lindell is selling because he prefers to sell you stuff from China. So make sure you click on MyPillow. Those waffle blankets right now, buy one, get one free. Beach blankets, beach towels, buy one, get one free.
I had it come up on MyPillow.com.
Well, I'm talking about in the search engine.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did.
First item is Amazon.
Well, I did this Google search engine. I usually do DuckDuckGo, but Google came to MyPillow.com. So.
It did?
Yep.
Well, very nice. Isn't that different? Isn't that weird? I get one.
I want to know what he's coming up with next. I mean, now we have my coffee. What's the next thing that Mike's going to do?
Yeah, and my coffee's
Scott,
actually...
Well, I mean, what's he working on?
Well, he's working on the truth. In fact, he's hosting a Truth Summit down in Springfield, Missouri, coming up. I'm going to be there.
My truth?
My truth. It is Friday. Where's my... I don't have my... I can't believe I forgot my phone today.
What?
Rushed out of the house with all kinds of piles of stuff for the show today.
You're surgically attached to that thing.
I know. Right? I saw that. I couldn't believe it.
You should have a little leash and have it like around your wrist or something so you can't possibly be without it.
I think it's one of those deals where I'm not supposed to have it today. Maybe it's because the Chinese are tracking it. I don't know. Left it behind.
They think but you're at home.
It's what you're speaking about related to the coffee is a product of mystore.com. So that's an example where Mike Lindell is helping out entrepreneurs. See? And he found these entrepreneurs that had this great coffee, and he said, look, if we just give you a little marketing help here, you're going to sell a lot of coffee. So they label it as My Coffee, and Mike helps them sell a lot of coffee. That's at mystore.com. But the promo code works there, too. Everything else, simple as MyPillow.com or calling 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT or 800-506-9028. Somebody texted me the other day or emailed that they had bought the Bible Stories collection pillows for grandkids, and they absolutely loved them. It's kind of cool. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Now, Mike has a Truth Summit coming up. I want to say the, I don't have a calendar in front of me, guys, but it's the weekend of the 20th and 21st. That's a Saturday, Sunday, right? Going by memory.
Yep. Sure is.
And that's down in Springfield, Missouri, two-day event. We're going to go down there the night of the 18th because we'll have Mike on Friday the 19th from down there and talk a little bit about what will happen at that. As he says, this is for all the beans. This is where they've got the attorney generals involved, the secretaries of state involved, done all the research and all these things. All the different state efforts are underway, Arizona and the other places as well. So, anyway, mark that on your calendar coming up in a couple
of
weeks.
Looks like they're going to live stream it, too, on Frank's Speech and on the app.
Absolutely.
So, there you go.
Yeah. Frank's Speech is another place you can use the promo code Scott, by the way, and get some great deals. All right, this is a... By the way, you can call about China, you can call about Nancy Pelosi, you can call about our economy or anything else. It's open phone time for the whole hour today. Next hour, we're going to talk about Joe Manchin's proposal, what a mess that is. And our friends from the University of North Dakota are going to stop by, but we have open phone time the whole time. Farmers and ranchers, I want you to listen very closely. And I want to know, in the midst of everything you take on, all the risks you take, all the loans you have your name on, all the efforts it takes to farm and ranch, whether this is something that is front and center as a concern for you. There's something called SDGs that right now threaten modern agriculture. It essentially is a global war on farming. We didn't spend a lot of time on this, but Dutch farmers got so mad they literally put a blockade out on the entrance of a distribution center of a supermarket to protest the government's nitrogen policy in the Netherlands. And I know some people called about this, but this was farmers there saying, enough. you're not doing this to us anymore. Remind me a lot of the trucker strike up in Canada, what they did in the Netherlands. Didn't get a lot of coverage here, but the reason this is happening is because the UN World Economic Forum has development goals that could lead to food shortages. And farmers know this. Almost every national government right now is incorporating SDGs into their own laws and regulations. And this is something that the UN has been promoting through their Agenda 2030. Okay? And an SDG is a sustainable development goal. Reminds me very much of ESG, environmental social governance, that is gripping the energy world and parts of agriculture as well. But SDGs are directly implicated in policies that are squeezing farmers, ranchers, and food supplies around the world. Now, guess who's behind this? The CCP. Ah, but of course. High-level Chinese Communist Party members within the UN helped create these SDGs. I want to take a quick tally. Todd, you vote. Kevin, you vote. Do you think the Chinese will follow these rules that they've helped implement for the rest of the world? Yes or no? Yes or no?
No.
Todd laughed. I'm going to take that as a no. Kevin's answered no. I see how this works. So the Chinese within the UN create the SDGs, and now they're leading the implementation of the global plan. Isn't that convenient? Now, the experts are saying that this UN-backed sustainability policy on agriculture and food policy and food production would lead to economic desperation, devastation, shortages of critical goods, widespread famine, and a dramatic loss of individual freedoms. Back to my closed-circuit question to the farmers and ranchers. Are you following this? Do you consider this real? Is this sort of way out there, that's kind of crazy talk, that's never going to happen? Or are you? Do you feel threatened by this? Answer that question for me today by calling 701-258-0550, or you can text me at 701-237-1590. Story about this in the Epoch Times today, talking about how millions of people worldwide already are awakening to this. I feel like the world's ahead of us on this, because there are food shortages now, and officials around the world are saying they're set to get worse as the year goes on. But there's an agenda behind this. Experts are warning that the sustainability narrative and the other justifications are simply a tool to gain control over food, agriculture, and people. And private land ownership is in the crosshairs. That's right, because you got to follow the UN rules. So, are you worried, or is this not that big a deal? That's the closed-circuit question to farmers and ranchers today on What's on Your Mind. Let me know.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to visit Taiwan as a part of her tour of Asia. Republican lawmakers point out this is a free trip on the American taxpayers' dime, as there is no diplomatic deals or arrangements scheduled. Taiwanese officials added she is expected to stay in Taiwan overnight after landing in Taipei sometime Tuesday. The White House announced Monday that a U.S. missile launched from a drone in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zahari, a founding member of the jihadist movement and one of the key strategists behind the September 11th attacks.
And since the United States delivered justice to bin Laden 11 years ago, Zawahiri has been a leader of al-Qaeda, the leader. From hiding, he coordinated al-Qaeda's branches and all around the world, including setting priorities for providing operational guidance that call for and inspired attacks against U.S. targets.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence.
They added a word I don't usually hear there when referring to folks fixing fence. He said, fix the fence. Added a word there, fix the fence.
Yeah.
Usually fixing fence, isn't it, Tom?
In North Dakota, yeah, but if you go to some states, it is fix the fence.
Serious? Wow.
Fix your fence, fix a fence.
Never heard that
fix
before.
Fix my fence.
Scott Bachmeyer told me it was fixed fence.
Like driving truck, driving tractor.
Sticking with Bachmeyer in there.
Well, these cake eaters are in Nashville. They don't know anything. They're all there just writing songs and thinking they know what's up. That's the deal.
If you're in Bowman, North Dakota, it's fixed fence, drive
Thank
tractor,
you.
Drive
there
truck.
You Thank you very much. That's all I'm asking. Hey, since 1908, our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons have been providing The Little Plumber, quality plumbing services, later heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, and now you know what they do? Right here in 2022?
Same thing.
That and more.
And more, yeah, there and a go. Lot more.
Exactly right, including, by the way, indoor air quality devices that work at your home or your business, just like they do for the biggest of the big, long-term care facilities, schools. They have transform the quality of air in the era of a pandemic. And they can do it for you, too. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Fred in beautiful Wing, North Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Well, it's SG. What did you call that SGD thing?
SDG. We got to add it to ESG now. It's SDG, Sustainable Development Goals.
Well, that... We got subject to that, Scott, 30 years ago out here on the farm. My dad and I put a bunch of CRP in 85, 86, and all of a sudden, we gave power to money. You know, we're going to get some money for this. We wouldn't have put it in if we weren't going to get paid a little bit. Well, we put it in the CRP. They're going to come out, and they're going to tell us exactly how we're going to farm that year, because now they're giving their money. Now we gave them the power to tell us how to farm. And they tried to tell us how to get these grasslands established. It was ludicrous. Only dig it one time and then hurry up and seed it with your drills. Well, there was no weed control, nothing. It was just a mess. Well, then afterwards, after we got done seeding it 30 years ago, trying to get this CRP established, and if you didn't get it established, you lost your whole investment for the year. They would turn you down as not doing a good job. Their guidelines were making it so you couldn't do it right. Okay, then after the weeds came up and very little grass, then we wanted to use 2,4-D to control some of the weeds. No, you can't use 2,4-D. This is a sustainable thing. So what you did is you gave an environmentalist kook power by giving the farmer some money, and he was going to tell you how to do it. It's the same thing in our schools. Bill Gates did it not too long ago with the COVID thing, and our governor went right along with it. He gave an environmentalist coup power, and his ideas got implemented. And now we have people still mad at all the doctors, like in your, like yesterday on your show. They're still mad at all the doctors because of what was done wrong to them and all the lies and all the stupidity. It's a terrible thing. I'm glad you brought it up. It was doing it to us 30 years ago on the farm, 35 years ago. So
not only should the answer to SDGs be no, it should be hell no. And why do you think
we can have to tell you what to do?
Why do you think that Dutch farmers are the ones having to do the blockades? Why are American farmers not more agitated by this and protesting this in a more public way, do you think?
Well, maybe they don't got an old fart like me around telling them what happened before. Maybe they just accepted, kind of like the medical industry, every nurse, every doctor accepted the way things work is I want to keep my job. I want to keep my money coming in. I want to keep my lifestyle, so I'm going to take this shot. I'm going to keep my lifestyle, so I'm going to make sure that these patients don't get treatment here like the doctors are telling me, like the governor's telling me, like Bill Gates is telling me. No early treatment. Look what you can do to people when you offer them a little money. You can change their whole way of doing things.
Fred, appreciate you sounding the alarm today and the call. Just saw a quote here in this story I was reading from the Heartland Institute. The director of the Climate and Environmental Policy Area, Sterling Burnett is his name. We'll get him on the program here in the future. He said, it's not a war on farming. It's a war on small farming and independent farmers. It's a war in support of elite, large-scale agriculture industries. All right, folks. Awaken. Awaken the giant in you. Time to pay attention. Tim is next on What's On Your Mind. Where are you calling from, Tim?
Beulah,
North Dakota. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just your quandary about the fence. You see, if you live in town, you have to fix the fence. It's just a yard fence, and there's probably just one thing you got to fix. But if you live on the farm or ranch, fixing fence is an activity that never ends. So you just go fix fence, like, for a while or as you have time.
That's been my history. Yeah.
It's a never-ending thing.
Yeah.
Fix fence. Yeah.
There you go. But if you live in town, then there's maybe just one post you got to fix, so you go fix the fence. That was
appreciate.
That's all I had.
There you go.
Appreciate it very much, Tim.
And
you explained
it
well. Now you know. That's why we asked the question. 701-258-0550. Do you worry about the war on global form, the global war on farming? Do you worry about this SDG effort by the UN? Farmers, ranchers, this question's for you today. Text me. A lot of text rolling in here, but not sure what the next segment is, but there's also a shortage of people that want to work. One co-op is short four people, another short two. Trying to get fertilizer and chemical application done in a timely manner is darn near impossible. Texter, another fine listener. I was born and raised in North Dakota, proud to be an American. I'm sick of all of the China BS. I'm glad. Good idea. Texter, I'm more cynical. I think the CCP, Pelosi, Soros, and the far left are in this all together. For whatever reason, I don't know. Maybe to give the CCP an illusion of strength. We know they're already in bed together. Maybe a future open relationship? Question mark? It's a good spot for a question mark. Another listener, I'm so glad that people are finally waking up to the Chinese takeover. Follow the money.
There you go.
Listener says, a funny thing happened yesterday. Carbon Solutions sent out another letter giving landowners 10 days to allow them access to survey their property, or they will take them to court to gain access and put a temporary restraining order on them. So much for working with farmers and landowners. Do me a favor and send me a copy of that letter so that I can see who it's from. You know, and get you some answers. Because it does not sound like the Summit Carbon Solutions I know. And by the way, talking about SDGs and ESG, I think that's exactly why private landowners, together with Summit Carbon Solutions, should think about an effort that says, you're not going to stop us. We're going to take a tiny sliver of the tiny sliver of carbon that's in the air. We're going to take some of the man-made stuff, and we're going to utilize it so that we enhance oil recovery, and then more schools receive more funding, more roads, more water projects receive funding. We're going to use our unique geology, and we're going to store it. We're going to use it to play the game and win. But it's willing seller, willing buyer. So there needs to be a good dialogue, a good conversation. One landowner at a time. I think it's a way we defend against what they're trying to do to agriculture, to modern agriculture, and to the energy industry. It's our way to beat them at their own game. But that needs to be a respectful dialogue. Everything I've seen, once some outside group that was doing landowner relations was replaced, has been above board, totally professional, fantastic. If I'm missing something like the letter you're referring to, send it to me so I can ask questions on your behalf. Listener says, I just hung up the phone from a very close friend who owns two medical equipment stores in Florida. They sell CPAPs, wheelchairs, breathing machines, prosthetic equipment, medical beds, oxygen equipment. 90% of the products come from China with American company names on them. Right. 100%. Sounds like a business opportunity to me.
Right.
Maybe there ought to be Kevin Medical Products made in the USA.
We gotta turn this around. I mean, this is recipe for disaster in medical equipment. Man.
Bad. Another listener says, oh, Scott, please. What we know now? I grew up hearing nothing but bad news with China, Russia, commies, pinkos. Oh, please. It all comes down with lining some fellow American citizens' pockets, period. All right. So, not worried about it. All opinions welcome here. Another emailer. As much as I have followed history and the congressional crooks of this country, it pains me to say this, but this country's too far gone. There will be a massive reset. How much of us will survive remains to be seen. People think of this as a negative thing, but it's just reality. Another listener, it's called A Future with Far Less People. Cut to the chase. Another, the scary thing to me about China is this. Those who work the hardest will generally prevail. Here in America, we can't get the lazy people off the couch and into work.
Boy, there's something to be said for that. Not only workforce, but military, all of it.
Why would you stay on the couch when you could literally pick your job, pick your salary? You got
to
work ethic.
You have to get off and get that, that next level of GTA or whatever, you know, nonsense or, yeah, I don't know, lazy. This is the key word there.
That makes no sense to me. PetroServe USA brings you the program today, and I'm hungry. Anybody else hungry?
Yes, sir.
Should we think about lunch right about now?
Yeah.
And maybe not the same old lunch, right? Tired of...
Talking about home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, I assume.
I am, yeah, exactly. I'm talking about Tuesday lunch specials like Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood, NP Avenue in Glendon, Tacos in Euland, Swedish Meatballs at 45th and I-29, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Meatloaf today. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Chip Beef, too. Valley City Hot Beef Sandwich or Chicken Pot Pie. Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience, PetroServe USA. From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by the University of Mary and a brand new Cybersecurity Administration degree program. Cybersecurity professionals are in high demand right now. We need them to meet the rising technology needs of small and large businesses, to address the big things, challenges that resonate across the globe. The University of Mary supports this need through its Cybersecurity Administration degree program, which can be completed on campus or online. If you or someone you know is looking for a career in a much-needed field, the University of Mary offers personalized degree programs that support career success and personal fulfillment. Learn more at umary.edu, umary.edu/CSA. Scott Hennen, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, asking the question, what's on your mind today? Been talking about a global war on farming and asking a simple question, does this concern you? Is it top 10 list of concerns beyond timely weather and all the other things happening? Is it something you believe needs more attention from us and others in the media? Tell us what's on your mind today. That or anything. 701-258-0550. I know I'll sleep better tonight because Joe Biden's talking tough on Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda and much of the terrorist network that was born under the watch of Barack Obama. Remember? Called him the JV team.
Absolutely.
The JV team.
Yeah, he was the... Yeah, brought them to fruition.
How could it be the JV team, and then under Obama, and then Biden spiking the football? And could it be any more obvious that what Biden's little talk about last night was to say, pay no attention to the recession. Pay no attention to the fact that I have COVID for 18 days in a row, or whatever it is.
There are how many terrorists on the watch list came over the southern border last
Thank
month?
Thank you.
But those don't worry about those terrorists.
Pay no attention to
worry
that.
About that guy. That guy. That one guy we got on a balcony. Oh, by the way, can we talk about the $90 billion you left for the Taliban? Don't worry about any of those people with those weapons.
Okay.
Just worry about, hey, we got this guy. What a joke.
That was a joke.
It's just a joke. It's don't
terrible.
Even pay attention to it. Who cares?
Get the military out, then the civilians. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think we set Kevin off, Todd.
How many people, how many terrorists have gotten through the border that we don't know about?
Did you put the quarter on him, or did I?
How many hundred? Well, I had a 2.5 hour show before this one to get all teed up on this.
So did
I. I had three.
Yeah, we both did. Yeah, we both did.
Mark in Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Scott, thank you for bringing this to everyone's attention. I think it's a huge concern, personally, with the SDGs and agriculture, but I just don't think there's very many people aware of it, so I appreciate you bringing it to the radio audience today. I think it's got to be a top five concern for me and for my family going forward. What they're doing in the name of climate change could transform free enterprise, private property rights, food production forever. And look at what they did with the pandemic as far as taking away our freedoms. And there's that's nothing compared to what they'll do for something as large as, in their mind, climate change. If people starve to death, I think they're all right with that. Because I think they think there's too many people on the earth anyway. And they think people are the problem.
Oh, my God.
So this is insidious. And the people behind us, you don't have to look to China to see who's promoting this. Because there's a group in America that promotes it nearly every day. And that's the Democrats. They're talking about climate change all the time.
Yep.
It's one of their big issues, even though it doesn't poll anywhere near... As an important issue with the American public.
Great point. ESG, SDGs, all part of climate action. You're exactly right. And you have almost every national government tell you they're incorporating the SDGs into their own laws and regulations. This is not like some conspiracy theory. They're saying it out loud.
And I would encourage people to check it out themselves. They can go online and they can look up the World Economic Forum. And they can see who participates, and they can see their policies. And it makes sense once you view what's happening in the world through that lens.
Yeah.
It's the only way it makes any sense.
Glad you're paying attention.
Spot on.
Appreciate the call. Let me up against the clock here, so I'm going to go to Mike in Northern South Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, just a comment. We live in Iowa, live on a very remote street. 5 years ago, a neighbor put a sign up for sale at 8 o'clock in the morning in an area where everybody would like to, you know, would have bought it months in advance. The property was sold by 11 o'clock that morning for, you know, $500,000, and it was a Chinese family, and they are working for the biggest seed corn company in Iowa. I don't know if you have any knowledge of the history of the issues with the seed corn industry in Iowa and what's been taken from them in China, but it's definitely what they've been doing for years.
Well, this is what they do. It's not just agriculture, it's every industry. They steal intellectual property and get a little nose under the tent on the deal like you're talking about, and then all of a sudden they have a wealth of information. So
all of this seems like more, you know, like just evidence or whatever the word would be for the Convention of States. It's time for the states to tell the federal government to pound sand. You got to go.
We have a 10th
Amendment. We know how to grow and raise our livestock and our crops. You can leave now.
Live by the 10th Amendment.
There you go.
Do you think that whole deal was set up before the thing was even up for sale, Mike?
No, I don't. My neighbor is a very astute attorney. He finally come out and opened up.
Pay attention, folks.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petroserve USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River, 3 1/4-ounce bag, $4.99. The Ghost Energy drinks, 2 for $4. And any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pot, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. Petroserve USA. Just tell them Scott sent you.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.